Good morning, everyone. Happy Jivana Ritau. And we're continuing our series in Merging with Shiva lessons, going through them in the order in which Gurudeva gave them. And we're back in 1960 with Chapter 34, Colors Magic. Lesson 237 continued, Protective Emanations. If you are going to have an important intellectual discussion with someone and want to be sure to remain poised and centered, what colors should you flood your aura with? The answer, bright oranges and yellows. This will bring a new energy to enhance your intellect and protect you from being overpowered by the intellectual force of someone else. You have probably experienced times when you were overwhelmed in this way and came away from a discussion regretting having been swayed from your original perspective. This technique can help prevent this by making you mentally stronger and more agile. This is also a way to help overcome shyness. Surrounded by a vibrant aura charged with bright orange and yellow, you are a secure and confident individual, able to enter into discussion with new self-assurance. The vibrations of others tend to rebound from your aura. You are relaxed and friendly, and intelligence pours forth uninhibitedly from you. One more thought on this subject. It is also wise to hold a mental image of your head being surrounded by a golden aura of yellow light. This will create the vibration in which thoughts flow freely, without interruption, and perception is quickened as you speak. Lesson 238, Shielding Your Emotional Nature. Now, perhaps most importantly, you must learn how to protect your emotional nature. The emotional nature is often the most vulnerable and easily influenced of all, meaning easier than your intellectual nature. You will have to admit that far too often you have been moved into action by your emotions rather than your intellect. To guard your emotions is to keep the instinctive nature harnessed under the firm reins of your intellect. The colors used to harmonize and protect the emotional nature are light blue and violet. By flooding your aura with beautiful sky blue and vivid violet, you quiet your own lower emotions and feelings and become impervious to the negative feelings and moods of those around you. With the advent of these colors, your individual awareness is transported into the more refined, uplifting realms of the sub-superconscious mind. Always remember that by flooding your aura with bright sky blue and lavender, you are automatically building an armor to protect yourself from others' lower feelings and passions, such as anger, jealousy, hatred, and lust. So make a study of bright, clear blues and violets and select the ones that appeal to you the most. Intuitively, you will know which hues are best for you. Beautiful hues of blue and violet will always be found in the auras of successful teachers, missionaries, social workers, and those who work among those of lesser emotional and mental refinement than their own. There is one last part of this sadhana that you should learn to make your understanding of the human aura complete, and that is knowledge of the auric circle. The auric circle is an energy shell around the aura itself. It acts as a shelter or shield against all forms of psychic influences directed consciously or unconsciously against the individual. Unlike charging the aura with pranic energy through breathing, the auric circle is quick and easily formed. The auric circle is quickly and easily formed by making a mental image of an egg completely surrounding your aura. The shell should be visualized as a great oval of translucent white light with an opening at the top the size of your head. It is egg-shaped or oval because it fringes the aura as the shell encases an egg. It should be visualized about 3 to 4 feet in depth at the widest point, tapering to about 2 feet at the head and feet. It takes but a little effort of the will to visualize and project this protective translucent shell around your aura on the astral plane. Though you may not see it, you will feel its protective presence. Once you have built up the protective shell around your aura, then it needs only to be renewed from time to time. You can easily do so by extending both arms out in front of you, waist high. Then press the palms of your hands together and visualize energy flowing from your solar plexus into your hands. Once the flow of prana is established, slowly part your hands by feeling the prana emanating from your fingertips. This prana remains in the outer shell of your aura. Move your arms out to the side and then completely around to the back of your body until the fingers and palms touch again. All the time you are doing this, keep sending the prana out into the shell of your aura from your fingertips, strengthening the protective circle around your aura in this way from time to time will be quite helpful to you in manifesting a fuller and more joyous life, because it will definitely ward off all forms of psychic attack or evil influences, no matter what the source. The auric circle surrounding a vibrant aura charged with the proper colors, fortified by sending the vital pranas from the pranic body, affords protection against the draining of physical strength by astral entities in extreme cases of astral attacks. In short, this protective translucent white shell is a spiritual shield which filters out those influences which would be harmful or upsetting to you. Before beginning your prayers or meditations, you should always strengthen this protective shield. Then we have a summary of two important ideas summarizing the entire chapter. First is the text, and then there's my commentary. So the first important idea: I want to encourage you and to give you confidence to flood your aura with colors. It takes but a little of your willpower to do this. The intent itself is the thrust of awareness required. Willing consists of a mental command, leaving the rest to the natural mechanism of the mind. Therefore, let us pray to our dear Lord Ganesha to help us remove the obstacles of doubt and fear. Oh, my comment. Some activities are complicated to accomplish and take a long time to do so. What Gurudeva is saying here is that flooding your aura with color is not like that. A strong intent to do so is sufficient for it to happen. He then states the same idea slightly differently. Willing consists of a mental command. So we can command ourselves to do it, and it can happen because it's simple. Second and last idea, text. Each color and the emotions it reflects are like two sides of the same coin. Learn them so well that the thought of one immediately brings the idea of the other. This knowledge is the foundation of your color sadhana. Enter into this wonderful world of color with interest and earnestness. In other words, two sides of the same coin means the emotion of fear is one side and the auric color is gray. That's the other side of the coin. Or on the positive side, the emotion is devotion and the auric color is light blue. So that would be the two sides of that coin. And then my comment is, two sides of the same coin can be extended to mean visualizing the color will create the emotion, and experiencing the emotion will create the color in the outer aura. So whichever one happens first. If you experience an emotion, if that's the first thing, the color will come as a result. Or if you're visualizing a color, that will produce that emotion. So thank you very much. Have a wonderful day, and we'll have a flag raising ceremony in a few minutes.